Gentlemen, I want to welcome you to another episode of Bear It All. I am your host, Dr. Raquel Stewart, and I just want to give a shout out to our vocals this evening from Patrice Reynolds Tate, and it's called What About. So I want to welcome you so much to another episode of Bear It All. And here at Bear It All, our mission is to empower you to live a life of purpose and step into your power. If you want to get in touch with us, you can feel free to do so on Twitter. Our Twitter handle is @RSBearItAll. Facebook is facebook.com/3BearItAll. And our email address is BearItAll3@Hotmail.com. We've got a great, great guest this evening, and she's not even a guest anymore. She's a friend to our show, and as I promised you, the end of 2015, she will be a monthly staple. The end of every month, we're going to wrap up the month with our friend here at the show, Bear It All, Dr. Leslie Brown. So we will bring her on in a few minutes. For those of you out there that are new to Bear It All, we want to welcome you to our show. And to all of our listeners and supporters, we thank you so very much for your ever-growing support. We truly, truly, truly do appreciate it. And as I said, if you are new to Bear It All, we want to welcome you. So sit back and get ready to bear it all. I do want to share something with you, and the only hot topic that I want to share with you tonight is me. I am the hot topic tonight. I am now a published author with Balboa Press. My book is fresh off the press as of Monday. The title is The Audacity of Self, Dare to Put You First, and it is available for purchase on Amazon. So you can go to amazon.com/author/Dr. Rock. That's D-R-R-O-C-K. Again, the website is amazon.com/author/Dr. Rock, D-R-R-O-C-K, and the title of my book is The Audacity of Self. That is our only hot topic because I am a hot topic. I'm such a hot topic that my book is pretty much, sold out of stock. But you can order, and as soon as they have more available, they will most definitely send it out to you. So I want you to be on the lookout because I'm working on some amazing things. Just be on the lookout for it. I will definitely keep you posted. Now, without further ado, let me give you a little feedback, a little background for those of you who have never heard Dr. Brown bring the word forth. I'm going to give you a little background on her, a little history before I bring her on. A 16-year-old teen mom, divorcee, single mom turned I Am Shame No More motivational speaker, educator, mentor, mompreneur, and faith heart coach, teaches others how to live on purpose and turn their mess into a brand message that's unapologetic, durational. Dr. Brown has worked in various job capacities, such as a former online and on-ground college professor, nonprofit executive director spanning three counties. I'm calling things into existence. I'm saying three countries, but they had dots. But she was a nonprofit executive director spanning three counties, secondary public school educator, and program curriculum coordinator for a premier university. Each position has shaped Dr. Brown into the female leader, mentor, motivational speaker, and faith heart coach she is today. Her speaking platform captivates multiple audiences, bridging nonprofit, faith-based, education, and the military. Her first self-help Christian-based book, The Thorns Within, published by Author House under the name L.E. Brown, The Nobles, and multiple other sites. It was the first book Dr. Brown published for her I Am Shame No More audience. I Am Shame No More mostly inspires women and young girls with motivational words, quotes, and videos where she teaches them to activate their faith. Leslie's philosophy is release your fear, reactivate your faith, and resuscitate your heart. Join the inspirational movement at www.talkaboutshame.com or interact with Dr. Brown on multiple social media outlets like Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Pinterest. And now, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, I want to bring on a dear friend, Dr. Leslie Brown. Good evening, Dr. Brown. Welcome to Bear It All again. How are you?
I'm well. I'm well. Thank you for having me, Doc, and congratulations on the release of your new book.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I give all the glory to God because without him, this would definitely not be possible, and I don't know what would have become of that book. But I definitely thank you for that, and I thank him. And I want to welcome you. I am going to turn it over to you and let the people hear what they came to hear, and hopefully they will open their hearts and their ears and receive what you're saying. Okay? So it's all on
yes,
you, Doc.
Yes, yes, yes. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Once again, I want to thank everyone for taking out the time tonight and joining me on this wonderful platform that Dr. Raquel Stewart has provided us with tonight, the Bear It All platform. And we're going to just get right on over to the message tonight. And my title for tonight is Have Faith, I'm On My Way. Have Faith, I am on my way. So for those of you who have your Bibles, or if you have a Bible app, and if you want to turn over to John 11 or plug into John 11, please feel free to do that, because that's where the core of my text will stem from. So the core of my message, once again, is going to stem from John 11, but particularly from the verse, the fourth verse. So once again, I'm coming from John 11, the fourth verse, and I am reading from the New Living Translation Bible. And it reads, "Lazarus, sickened, will not end in death. No, it happened for the glory of God, so that the Son of God will receive glory from this." I'm going to reread that. And once again, I'm coming from John 11, for those of you who are just coming on, verse 4, and I'm reading from the New Living Translation Bible. And it reads, "Lazarus, sickness will not end in death. No, it happened for the glory of God, so that the Son of God will receive glory from this." So for the sake of time, I want to set the stage for just a moment. And we're talking about Mary and Martha's brother, Lazarus, who has fallen ill. And Jesus received word that he is sick, meaning he has some type of affliction. Now, instead of Jesus rushing to Mary and Martha's house to see his sick friend Lazarus, Jesus decides to take his time by staying where he was for an additional 2 days. I want to repeat that. Mary and Martha's brother Lazarus is sick. Mary, Martha, and Lazarus, they're Jesus' friends, but Jesus is out on a mission, and Jesus is not in a hurry to get to Lazarus, who has fallen sick. He has decided to take his time for an additional 2 days to appear at Mary, Martha's, and Lazarus' home. So there are several of you on the line or on this call this evening who may exhibit symptomatic signs of some type of affliction that's occurring in your life. And as I was preparing for this message, and as I was listening to God download what he wanted me to speak about this evening, he began to talk about, you know, some of us, we are, you know, seeing these reoccurring, or we're having some type of illness or experiencing some type of symptoms from signs that are being caused from certain affliction or afflictions in our life. So this affliction is causing something, this affliction is causing everything around you at this particular point in time to either die, dry up, or reek of a foul odor that smells like death. I'm going to repeat that. So this particular affliction or afflictions, if you have more than one affliction in your life right now, can possibly be causing something right now in your life to die, dry up, or reek of a foul odor that smells like death. So as I decided to try to decode sickness and affliction for you, I headed over to the thesaurus, and the thesaurus gives several synonyms for the word affliction. And several of these synonyms are as follows: sickness, hardship, misery, pain, suffering, adversity, depression, distress, misfortune, trouble, trial, or sorrow. I'm going to repeat these afflictions that some of you may be experiencing at this point in time in your life. And the synonyms for afflictions are as follows: sickness, hardship, misery, pain, suffering, adversity, depression, distress, misfortune, trouble, trial, or sorrow. So if you're experiencing one or more of these afflictions in your life, you're on the right call tonight. Because God wants you to because God wants me to remind you that in order for your dead season to be over, or in order for this dead thing or this affliction to be cured, you must exhibit faith. I'm going to repeat that. God wants me to remind someone on the call tonight that in order for this dead thing or this affliction to be cured, you must exhibit some type of faith. But what we need to further understand and examine as I continuously set the stage for this message is that Mary, Martha, and Lazarus lived in a place known as Bethany. Bethany is also a place where Jesus went oftentimes to find rest without too much attention prematurely, without too much attention being attracted to him. So let's look at John 11, verse 3. And it says, sent a message to Jesus telling him, your dear friend is very sick. Once again, the two sisters, Mary and Martha, sent a message to Jesus telling him that your dear friend is very sick. Now, imagine sending this message to Jesus, and we understand, listen, my sister or my brother is sick, my child is sick, my spouse is sick. I need for you to rush. I need for you to come urgently and assist with this situation. So Jesus received the memo, but he took his time responding to the message. I need for somebody to follow me here on the line tonight, that Jesus received the memo, but he took his time responding to the message. Now, how many of us have this urgent affliction in our life, and we're praying every night, we're going to church on Sundays, we're going to Bible studies on Wednesdays, we're on every prayer call, and we're saying, listen, God, even on our way drive to work, we're praying and we're asking God, God, listen, I have this affliction and I need you urgently to come and help me with this particular situation. But instead of Jesus showing up when every time you pray or every time you call out, Jesus decides, you know what, I'm going to take my time getting there. I received the message, but I'm not in a rush to heal your matter. I'm not in a rush to fix your situation. I'm not in a rush to answer your urgent call. So Jesus understood that Mary, Martha, and Lazarus were his dear friends. So let's get this clear. He understood that they were his good friends. See, some of us, we don't understand or we don't know sometimes whether or not our friends are our true friends. But Jesus knew. He knew without a shadow of a doubt that Mary, Martha, and Lazarus were true friends. These people fed him. They provided him shelter. They provided him rest when he came into Bethany. So he also knew that Lazarus was severely ill. But he also stood on the fact. I need for you to understand this, that Jesus also stood on the fact. He stood by faith, according to Luke 1, verse 37, according to the King James Bible, for with God nothing shall be impossible. With God nothing shall be impossible. So Jesus was saying and thinking to himself, listen, I hear, I got your message. And as a matter of fact, if the truth be told, I could even pick it up in the spirit. I see what's going on, but I'm still not in a rush to assist you with your situation. He's saying, listen, you have to understand that in this season of your life, that if you believe, if you stand on faith, that you must understand, according to Luke 1, verse 37, for with God, nothing shall be too impossible. I don't care if that thing is reeking with a bad odor as if it has been dead for 4 days like Lazarus. Shut up. And I don't care if it looks old, if it looks decrepit, if it's falling apart, if it doesn't look as if it can be put back together. Because, see, there's a difference between the words destroyed and just being broke. See, something that's broken has the possibility of being restored. But something that's destroyed, 9 out of 10, cannot be put back together. So God, but Jesus is saying here, listen, I need for you to understand that with faith, nothing is impossible for God. So Jesus goes on to say in verse 4 of John chapter 11, Lazarus' sickness will not end in death. No, it happened for the glory of God so that the Son of God will receive glory for this. So in other words, Jesus is saying, I'm not in a rush to heal Lazarus' affliction. Translation, I'm not in a rush to heal your affliction just because you're crying out. I'm not in a rush to heal your affliction just because you're sitting in the pews every Sunday. I'm not in a rush to heal your affliction just because you're driving into work and snot is running down your nose, tears are streaming down your face. I am not in a rush. Everything has a time, and according to my time, I will show up. Why? Because God will get the glory, and my Son will get the glory for what I am about to miraculously, supernaturally manifest in your life. It's not going to be because, oh, my God, you know what? Susie came and helped me. Boom, when I told her I need help. No. God will hold Susie at bay if he decides that it's not time, if he's not going to receive the glory. So in other words, Jesus says, listen, I'm not in a rush to heal your affliction. As spoken in Matthew 8:26, according to the King James Bible, and it says, and he saith unto them, why are you afraid, you men of little faith? So he's asking, you know what, Mary and Martha, y'all rushing me to get there. I feel this, and I sense it, and I see it in the spirit realm. My Father knows all things. He's everywhere. When I get there, I'm going to get there right on time. Calm down. Show a little restraint. How many of you on the line tonight, you're calm. You're showing a little restraint. You're standing on faith. You're solid as a rock saying, you know what? God, I know that you're going to work out my financial situation. I know that you're going to heal my mama. I know that you're going to heal my auntie. I know that you're going to restore my income. God is saying, listen, if you're going to get the fame for this thing, if you're going to get the glory, think about, oh, you know what? Because I submitted 20 resumes on between Facebook and LinkedIn and Career Builder. You know what? Some of us, God is saying, you know what? You think that you're doing this thing. You think that just because you had the good credit, you got the house. You're thinking that, my husband and I, or I purchased this nice car last week, and it's all me. God is saying, no. It's because of me. I want the glory. So God is saying in this season, he's humbling some of us to understand that, listen, you're going to have to pray a little bit more. Listen, you're going to have to learn some patience. Listen, you're going to have to learn some restraint. I'm not going to give you everything you want in this season, because if I give you too much too soon, you're going to believe that it's all you and I will not receive the glory. So translation, for Mary and Martha, for the Mary and Marthas on the phone this evening, God is saying, I know your trial may seem like it's too much for you to bear. I hear you. I see you. I see you crying at night. I see you tossing and turning. I see that, you know what? You can't even concentrate at work because hell is breaking loose all around you. I see your predicament. I even hear you. He says that I understand that your brother Lazarus, I understand that your situation seems as if it's turning for the worse. I feel in my spirit and I see that your spectators and your commentators and your naysayers and your haters are talking about you. They're gossiping about you. They're laughing at you saying, oh, my God, you know what? It looked like her situation is getting worse and worse. Well, you know what? It looked as if their marriage is about to crumble. God says, listen, I hear all of these things. I see all. Some of you on the call this evening, you know, God is saying that you're even being teased or provoked by certain onlookers. And these onlookers are starting to investigate and inquire, and they're starting to ask, where is your Jesus now that your beloved spouse has walked out on you? Or your beloved spouse is treating you like garbage? Where is the Savior who you spent all this time with on Sundays shouting down those pews and you're tithing to and you're sitting up in Bible studies on Wednesday night? He said, some of your spectators are looking. And your onlookers, they're looking, and they're saying, where is the Savior who you spent so much time praising daily when your children are acting up? Where is this man that you worship and follow around, watching him provide signs, miracles, and wonders for Jan down the street and Susie at work and Paul, you know, in your son's soccer or football league? Where is this God when you need him, when you're feeling busted and disgusted and you need him on the main line ASAP? Or will you stand? God wants me to ask someone on the line tonight. Or will you stand in the face of adversity and serve notice to your affliction and your onlookers according to Genesis 50:2 and look it straight in the face or look them straight in the face and speak to that thing and you tell that thing and you decree, declare, and legislate over your life that you what you intended to harm me, but God intended it for my good to accomplish what is now being done. I'm going to repeat that. How many of you on the line this evening can stand in the face of adversity and serve notice to your affliction and your onlookers according to Genesis 50:20 and say, listen, what you intended for my harm, God worked it out for my good. So Jesus wants someone on the line to know, hey, don't take it personally when I take my time to aid you in your situation. Don't take it personally believing that I don't love you. Don't take it personally and think that, hey, I don't care anything about you. Don't take it personally just because I'm not rushing according to your timing, because I'm taking my time to get to you. Listen, I'm purifying you. I'm burning some things out of you. I'm calling you to call on my name even greater. I'm causing you to shift. I'm causing you to let go of some of that pride. I'm causing you to let go of some of that ego in your life. I'm calling you to understand that this is your season to humble yourself and become a little bit more humble in what I'm calling you to do in order for you to walk in your purpose, in order for me to restore the greatness that I have called over your life. So God is saying once again, don't take it personally when I don't show up on time. But I need for you to understand, it's about the glory of God. It's about the glory of God. It's about his son receiving the glory, according to verse 4. In other words, it's about a faith walk. Whose report will you believe? He wanted Mary and Martha to build up their faith, no matter what the commentators and the spectators and their haters were saying in Bethany. He wanted them to increase their faith. And not only Mary and Martha to increase their faith, he also wanted the disciples to increase their faith. Listen, you can't follow me and not have faith. You have to follow me and exhibit radical faith. So God is saying, listen, increase your faith. And if you don't have faith, God is saying that you have to activate your faith. So I want to ask someone on the line tonight, whose report will you believe? See, some of you may need to check your faith meter tonight and see, what is it reading? Is it reading, you know what? I'm hot. I'm all right in the faith department. I'm standing still. I'm standing strong like a rock. You know what? I don't care what's coming my way. I am going to stand. Or are you lukewarm or are you cold? If you're lukewarm, you know what? I only have this faith meter, you know, reaching hot when everything is going my way. But when things aren't going my way, then, you know what? Dang, God don't love me. I don't even know where God is at. You know what? See how my job just gave me a pink slip. I don't understand what's going on. God says, listen, I'm checking your faith meter. Where is the needle point on your faith meter? Are you going to believe the report that your situation is dead, or will you believe the report that it's only resting? See, Jesus told the disciples, listen, he's only resting. I'll get there when I get there. Some of you need to understand right now that your situation is only resting. So let's move down to verse 11 through 15. And verse 11 reads, then he said, your friend Lazarus has fallen asleep, but now I will go and wake him up. See, he didn't say, listen, your situation is dead. He says, listen, your friend Lazarus, Your friend Lazarus has fallen asleep. Sleep meaning, listen, he's at a place, he's at a state of rest. But now I will go and wake him up. Some of you are thinking that, listen, you know what, I'm unemployed now. No, God has given you a season of rest. He's given you a season to revamp, to restructure, to refire, to revitalize, to revamp. He's given you this season so you can take time out to see where he wants you to walk in life. He's taking time for you to gain more clarity so your vision can become 2020. He needs for you to pull the scales from off of your eyes so that he can see, guess what? Hey, I'm getting ready to shift you in this direction. I'm getting ready to lunge you forward. I'm getting ready to catapult you two notches higher than what you could have ever imagined. Listen, this is just a season of rest. I just need for you to regain your energy. I need for you to recoup. So when I put you back out there, you're going to be a witness about the goodness of God and that all he has done for you. Where is your faith on the faith meter? Verses 12 through 13 says, The disciples said, Lord, if he is sleeping, he will soon get better. See, the disciples didn't even understand the word or the word choice in which Jesus was using. They thought Jesus meant Lazarus was simply sleeping. What Jesus meant was that, listen, Lazarus had died. So verses 14 and 15 states, so he told them plainly, Lazarus is dead, and for your sakes, I'm glad I wasn't there, for now you will really believe. So God is saying, listen, I'm going to go and I'm going to wake him up. But for some of you, I need for your situation to look as if it's dead. Why? Because when I wake this thing up, when I blow a fresh wind, blow a fresh anointing on this thing, I need for you to realize, listen, I am going to, you know, create, or I'm going to perform signs, miracles, and wonders. I need, when I wake this thing up, I need for your faith to go up like 5-10 notches. And you need to understand that, listen, I am God of a God. I am the great I am. I am Alpha and Omega. My Father knows all, and he will receive the credit. And so it's saying that believe. It says, I'm glad I wasn't there, for now you will really believe. Believe meaning produce faith. That's what believe means, to produce faith. When I work another supernatural sign, miracle, and wonder before your very eyes, I need for someone on this call to believe and activate their faith that God is about to work a supernatural miracle in your life, that God is about to work a supernatural miracle on your behalf. But see, God can't work this thing because you don't even believe that he has the power to do it. Some of you only want to believe once the miracle has manifested itself. And that's not faith. So strategy number one, you have to confess over your life according to Philippians 4:6. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And I put this strategy there because, see, Martha was very upset when Jesus did arrive. She was antsy. She was, oh, my God, you mean to tell me we fed you, we've given you our house to come sit in, and you're going to take your lawfully time to come, and you could have healed my brother had you been here in time. God is saying, listen, hold up, wait a minute. Brace yourself. You need to learn some restraints. Learn how to have patience. Once again, Philippians 4:6, do not be anxious about anything. Why are you anxious? Martha, you have seen the miraculous, supernatural sign, miracles, and wonders that I have performed. So if you have seen them, if you believed them then why wouldn't you believe me now to perform another supernatural miracle in your life? Strategy number two. For those suffering with, you know, employment issues as one of your afflictions, God God is telling me to tell you that you need to declare over your life and believe right now that God is turning your dead unemployment situation around. According to Matthew 6:33, it says, "But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you." Okay, you're seeking God, but remember, in order for God to move quickly on your behalf, he's waiting to see whether or not you're going to, one, activate your faith, or two, increase your level of faith, and three, show patience, have patience, show restraint. That, listen, hey, I'm not going to rush God. When it happens, it happens. I know when he works it out, it's going to be worked out for my good. Strategy number three. For those seeking to up-level and take their kingdom purpose to another level, you must understand, when God restores this area of your life, he's causing people, he's going to cause people to proactively and strategically connect, network, collaborate, and form new partnerships that will enlarge your territory. Think about this. When Jesus showed up in Bethany and when he raised Lazarus, when he called Lazarus from the dead, just imagine how many people said to themselves, oh, my God, all those spectators. I can only imagine all those spectators, all those naysayers, all those haters that were talking about Mary, Martha, and Lazarus. I can only imagine how many of them wanted to connect, how many of them wanted to collaborate, how many of them wanted to partner. Because according to 1 Chronicles 4:10, from the NIV Bible, it reads, "Jabez cried out to the Lord of Israel, bless me and enlarge my territory. Let your hand be with me and keep me from harm so that I will be free from pain." And God granted his request. What petition, what request are you placing before God? See, Mary and Martha placed their petition before God. Their petition was, listen, we need Jesus to come on and we need him to raise our brother from the dead. And that gospel was spread all over. He enlarged the territory because when those people saw that sign, miracle, and wonder, they understood his power. Strategy number four, for those who are sick in their bodies, for those of you who have an affliction in terms of sickness, God says, listen, activate, stand on faith, and keep confessing that God's causing your health issue to dry up right now in the mighty name of Jesus, according to Isaiah 53:5. That's according to Isaiah 53:5, because it says, "For he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed." How many of you are confessing, decreeing, declaring, and legislating over your bodies right now, and you're standing on faith that, listen, hey, I am healed by his stripes. He has paid it all. I am healed. I don't care what the report of the doctor says. Listen, you can come in my room, you can say what you want to say, but I'm confessing right now in the atmosphere. I'm standing on this rock. I am decreeing, declaring, and legislating over my body that I am healed. I'm decreeing and declaring and legislating over my mother's body, over my sister's body, over my auntie's body. Isaiah 53:5. "For he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, I am healed." Or if it's somebody else, you are healed. But when you're confessing that thing, do you have the faith to believe it? See, Mary and Martha, after seeing all of these signs, miracles, and wonders, they should have been saying, you know what, we've seen too much. We know for this to be a fact. We have evidence. This is a truth. It can be validated. So, he can rest. We'll wrap him up. We'll wait for Jesus to show. If it takes 4 or 5 more days, we're going to stand here. Because you know what? At the end of the day, we know that our brother is going to be healed by his stripes, because the blood has power. Strategy number six, confess over your life that God will teach you how to eradicate debt. Because, see, some of us, we're having pain because of the debt that we've accumulated. be it one way or another. That, because this debt is now stealing your joy. This debt is stealing your peace. This debt is stealing your happiness. So therefore, God began to minister to me this evening, and he says, prophesy Deuteronomy 28, verse 8, over your life and your family's life, that the Lord will send a blessing on your barns and on everything you put your hands to. The Lord your God will bless you in the land he is giving you. So you have to start confessing over your life. Listen, I am blessed. I am highly favored. I am blessed coming in, and I'm blessed going out. I am the head and not the tail. I am the lender, and I will never again be the borrower. What are you confessing in terms of your financial pain, in terms of your financial affliction? Strategy number 7, and this is my last strategy. According to Ezekiel 37, verse 4. Once again, that's Ezekiel 37, verse 4. God says, listen, you're going to have to start prophesying over your dry bones and say to those dry bones, listen, hear the word of the Lord. Therefore, we're going to take a couple of seconds right now, and you need to start prophesying just that simple little phrase. Listen, hear the word of the Lord. And when you say it, you got to believe it when you say it. Listen, hear the words of the Lord. And you got to start prophesying. You have to start decreeing, declaring, and confessing those things over your life. Listen, I am healed. My family is healed. Listen, my son or my daughter or my children are coming up on out of those streets. Listen, poverty is about to be eradicated from my house. Listen, my checkings and savings account will never see another negative day in its life. Listen, I am employable. I don't care what the enemy wants me to believe. Listen, God, you are destroying the yokes of depression. You are destroying the yokes of depression and suicidal thought and confusion and frustration. You are destroying all of those yokes that have had me bind and bound for years. I am, Father God, I believe right now that you are breaking those generational curses over my life. So I want you guys to just take a moment. For those of you who are on the line tonight, and according to Ezekiel 37 and 4, you say right now and prophesy right now over your dry bones that, Lord, I'm expecting for you to do a thing in my life. And you start calling out those things that you are expecting God to do in your life. We're going to just take a brief couple of seconds, and you start speaking those things into the atmosphere. That's right. Tell those dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. And we're everybody on this line, let's start touching and agreeing. Amen, amen, amen. So, Doc, I am now turning the line back over to you.
Awesome job, Dr. Brown. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. A lot of people need to hear
You're
that
welcome.
Word on faith. And it's not a game. And it's not easy to exercise faith, but it is absolutely doable. It's hard to look at, not look at what you have, but look at what God can do. You get so
That's
focused
right.
on, oh, I don't have this, I don't have that. Stop focusing on what you don't have. You know that the Almighty Father has got you. You are a son, a daughter of the Most High King. I mean, that makes you a prince or a princess. Y'all don't know what a prince and a princess have. I'm going to tell y'all, you got everything. You have every single thing that you need. God has supplied your needs. You just have to believe that.
That's right.
Thank you.
That's right.
Thank you. Thank you. Now, I know some of you are anxious to get on the call with Dr. Brown. Here's how we're going to do this, okay? If you're listening on the computer, you can dial in to 347-855-8229. If you are on the call right now and you want to get on the air and you want to speak to Dr. Brown, hit the number 1, and that'll indicate to us that you want to get on air, you want to talk to Dr. Brown. Here's my disclaimer. My disclaimer is there are a lot of people who want to talk to Dr. Brown. Please do not get on the air and take up too much time. As a matter of fact, you're going to have, here's how we're going to keep you very focused, okay? We're going to help you help yourself. We're going to keep you very focused. You've got like a two-minute limit, time limit, to get your word out to Dr. Brown, and then she will respond to you. Please be considerate of the other people who want to also hear what Dr. Brown has to tell them, and be considerate because others want to share their story, and we want to hear other people. We want to support each other. So please be mindful of the time. I will cut in at your 2 minutes, so get focused. Get what you want to say. If you have to write it down, write it down. Get it out so that Dr. Brown can talk to not just you but to everybody. Again, if you are on the call and you want to talk to Dr. Brown, please hit the number 1. If you are listening via the Internet or any other means, you can dial in at 347-855-8229. Hit the number 1, and we will bring you on air. All right, Dr. Brown, you ready?
Yes, I am ready.
Oh, and I forgot to say, once I bring you on air, please, 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 please make sure you are in a quiet location so that we can all hear what you have to say. Good evening, caller. Welcome to Bear It All.
Good evening. Hi, Dr. Brown. How are you?
Hi. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. This is my first time being on the call. I missed Saturdays over the weekend, I believe, or was Sunday's call. But this is really a truly good call, and I will be joining from here on out every time you have one. And that message was truly for me because it truly has been a struggle for me these past couple of months, especially with a dog. Being a single mother with 3 kids, trying to do it and maintain and still trying to get up and smile every day so they don't see my pain, just knowing that you understand and, you know, God is, he's here. He sees, he hears. But I guess I just have to just be patient and wait. It's hard to do, but it has to be done.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And listen, caller, and as you're talking to me, I also hear God say for me to pray about your living situation because he also wants to move you up on out of that housing situation that you're in. I don't know what's going on with the housing situation. I don't know if it's not in the best area or what's going on or whether or not you need someplace bigger. I don't know. But what I do hear is for God to, is telling me to make haste about the housing situation.
Okay. And that's true because my son has been getting into a lot of things in this area since he came home to live with me. He's been getting into a lot of trouble. I've had the police out here in the neighborhood, and I've had them at my house.
My God.
Me being, you know, a freshly new mother again, I have a 4-month-old. So I definitely want to change my situation now because I'm going back to school, and I just don't need all that chaos.
Exactly.
Thank you so much, caller.
And so, and God is also telling me to call her. God is also saying not only is he going to change your living environment, I also hear God saying about the transportation situation, and God is saying let that person go, let it go, detox your system from that person, and watch and see what new changes start to manifest in your life in 2016.
Oh, thank you, God, because Lord knows my sister was dealing with a person who gave a lemon to my niece, and they were trying to already
beat
my
sister. The car.
My sister had already got beat out of $1,600 for a lemon, and she was about to buy me a car for $1,800, but it just kept seeming like I just could never get the car. And it was always something coming up, and I was wrestling with it. I said, Lord, if this car ain't meant for me, just tell me. Give me a sign, and I'll be darned. Here's my sign right now.
There's your sign. Praise God. Praise God. Have a good night. Blessings.
Thank you.
Thank you, caller.
Thank you.
Right, Dr. Brown, we've got another caller. Hello, caller. Welcome to Bear It All.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Hello.
Yes. Hello. I received a message. Number 7 was the key number for me. Everything else still applied. I personalized things all my life. and I need to increase my faith stronger to the maximum, and I need to work on my patience, because lately this is what I wake up, and when I feel weak and I feel like my patience is failing, this comes into my soul, and this is what I sing every time. You are God alone, said before time began. You are on your throne, you are God alone. And right now, in the good times and bad, you are on your throne. And this is where my spirit, my soul is, this song is in my soul. And God shows me, he shows me that I'm special. He shows me that he loves me. He shows me every day he brought me from so far to a better place, from a bad place. And I need to increase my faith because I love God. Jesus is my life right now. And I can't do anything without him, because every time I try, I fail. And it's gotten to the point where I'm like Bugs Bunny. Which way do I go? Which way do I go? I got to make a wise decision.
That's right. Let me tell you, caller, what I hear the Holy Spirit saying. I hear God tell me to pray for the spirit of shame to leave you. Because for the longest time, you have suffered from this spirit of shame. And God says that the spirit of shame has kept you in bondage. And because you have walked around, God says that the spirit of shame actually started, I don't know why he's showing me the number seven. I don't know what happened to you at the age of seven, but God says at the age of seven is when this thing started to attack your life. So you know what? I'm calling out that that spirit of shame, leave your life. Whatever has caused you to walk in the spirit of shame, right now we're calling God.
Praise your name, God.
Thank
you,
Holy Spirit, that God
you
destroy
worthy.
That spirit.
He's worthy to be praised. At the age of seven, I had cancer. I had I was taken to the hospital.
Jesus.
5 minutes. I was dying. The infection went through my entire bloodstream, wrapped around my heart. I had 24 surgeries since then, and I claimed that. And they said, "We're going to take your leg. We're going to take your leg because we can't save it anymore." And I said, "That's a lie. God loves me. I don't want to see that leg. I'm not going to wear that fake leg. My God got me. I'm going to be better." And I haven't had surgery in 30 years ago. Infection is gone at the age of seven. That's what I encountered. And I knew God came to me. He showed me my vision. He told me, "I got big plans for you later on. You may be sick now, but when you reach a certain age, no more sickness to you, Kim."
Yes, Lord. We thank God right now for all that he's doing in your life. We thank God. God says, keep praising him. Keep praising him. And God says, and watch what he does for your life in 2017. 2017, that's what I hear God say. 2017 and 2018. God says, if you walk out this process in 2016, watch and see. If I should be a prophetess and lie to you, you watch and see how God began to manifest that thing in 2017 and 2018.
Amen, amen, amen. Because the enemy's so busy with me. It's so busy every day. There's something, but I know that I do good through the day. I got people that just come up to me with hurt and pain. And I said, "Why do they come to me, Lord?" And the Lord said, "Because you got plenty hurt and pain. You know, you're not where you used to be, Kim. You got something to give." And I come, and they come, and I speak life to them. "You can do this. You can do this. You can do this. I've done it. You can do this."
Amen.
And I love
Amen.
The Lord for that. I love God. God, I worship him every day. Every day, all day long. I talk to him in my house like I have company, and there's only me, myself, and I.
Awesome. Thank you so
thank
much,
you,
caller.
Kim. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Does anyone else want to get in touch with Dr. Brown? You want to talk to us? Now is the time to hit the number one. We'll get you on air. You'll be able to talk to Dr. Brown. Let's see. I think we've got another caller. Hello, caller. Welcome to Bear It All.
Hello.
Hello. I was just calling. I did receive the message. I heard it all. And it really did speak to me, because right now I'm just going through kind of like a depression phase and having some marital issues, and my faith, it was lukewarm. And I know that I have to have faith to make it through this, because I know that I serve an on-time God, but I'm working on my patience. Patience is something that I have an issue with, and with everything that's going on, it seems like everything is being thrown at me at once. So I definitely receive it, and I thank God for it. Okay, I'm going to just, okay, thank you, caller, because God is dealing with me about something, whoever that was a few minutes ago, and he's not calling me to release what he wants me to say to you just yet. So I can't release it, and I don't prophesy what God does not want, either tell me or two, doesn't allow me to release. But I'm going to pray for you and your family as a whole. Go ahead to the next
thank
person.
You.
If there's.
All right. Anybody else out there want to get on the line with Dr. Brown before we close out in prayer? Please hit the number 1. If you are listening via the Internet, you can call us at 347-855-8229 and hit the number 1, and that will indicate to us that you want to get on air. Hello, caller. Welcome to Bear It All.
Hi, Dr. Brown. How are you?
Hi, I'm well. Thank you for asking.
Good. I received this message so much tonight. I was going through some things these past 3 days, but I turned my plate down, and everything that you spoke about tonight, I was dealing with it. And I just told God these past 3 days that, you know what, I'm going to just wait, because I know he's going to answer my prayer with my son, myself, you know, my finance and everything.
Uh-huh.
And I just want to thank you so much for this message tonight, because it really, it was just confirmation for me tonight.
Thank you, caller. Thank you. And what I hear God say, too, about your finances, God says, you know, you've been disappointed a lot over the last, like, he keeps showing me, like, the last 2-3 weeks, disappointment, disappointment, disappointment. And I don't know what's causing all of this disappointment, but God wants me to tell you that he's turning it around. He's turning it around.
Yeah.
And then as I'm talking to you, I also hear the Lord say that accusations, I don't know who's making all of these accusations, all of these accusations. That's what I keep hearing the Holy Spirit say, accusations, accusations, accusations. But God says that he's turning it around.
Mm-hmm.
God says that
thank
he's blowing a fresh anointing in your house, because your house needs a fresh wind, as if to say he's cleaning up the chaos, so to speak.
Thank
because
you.
There's been a
thank
lot
you.
Of stuff upsetting your thank house, upsetting
yes.
your dwelling place, upsetting your territory. Even your money has been upset. It's like all this foolishness, unnecessary
yes.
foolishness. That's what I feel like. Some of this stuff doesn't
mm-hmm.
even make any sense. It shouldn't even be happening.
Yes,
and God
yes.
says that he's just like he told the raging water, peace. Be still. You have to go through your house, God says. And he says you have to decree and declare it, and you have to stand on faith, and your faith
yes.
has to be stronger than a rock, and you have to say, peace, be still. Now, I don't care what this demonic spirit is, who or what is sending this demonic force, but you know what? I'm telling the storms of life right now in my dwelling place, and I'm speaking it right now, that
yes.
peace, be still, according
thank
to,
you.
You know, God, according to the power of God, because you have to believe.
Yes.
That the blood still has power.
Yes, he does.
So you
yes.
have to call peace into your house, peace into your dwelling place.
Yes.
And God
yes.
says, and speak peace into your bedroom, because you hadn't even been sleeping.
Yes, you're right. I sure haven't.
Mm-hmm. That's what God is showing me. You haven't been sleeping. You've been tossing and turning and up all during the middle of the night and trying to get rest, and your body cannot come to a complete state of rest. So I'm going to pray for you as well in the corporate prayer.
Yes, thank you so much.
Thank
you're
you,
welcome.
Caller. Dr. Brown, we've got another caller. Hello, caller.
That's
welcome
fine.
To Bear It All. Hello?
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 Yes, hi.
Hi,
you're
Dr.
on the
Brown?
Air with Dr. Brown.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Brown, this is my first time listening to your message, and it touched me so deeply. But one thing that hit me was the faith. I have always had the faith, but lately I've been out of work at my choice. and things like the enemy is surrounding me, and that's something I cannot have and I do not like. So I get down on my knees and I pray and I talk to people and I talk to people. But it's just like I'm trying to figure out, why did my faith just drop like that? I have always had faith, always. And it's like it's not as strong as it should be and I want it to be.
God says that there has been a chain reaction of things that's been happening, that's been leading up to this event. And I don't know why, but the entire time that you've been talking, the word that God keeps speaking to me, he keeps telling me that I need to pray for healing in your body. I don't know what's going on with your body.
Yes. That's another
thing. Am I hearing God correctly?
Yes.
Yes, he says, I have to pray for the healing. You came on the line to tell me about the employment, but God says, no, we're going to trump the employment because we got to get her healing right. We have to get her body regulated. We have to get her body. We have to call her body to function at high capacity according to, you know, the blood of Jesus. God says, you have to start speaking and confessing over your life that you are healed by his stripes. You have to go back to that scripture, that one that I talked about, according to the body and according to strategy 4 and strategy number 5, that you have to confess Isaiah 53:5 over your body, that you are healed by his stripes, and that you also have to confess Isaiah 10:27. On the day that God will end the bondage of his people, he will break the yoke of slavery. Slavery doesn't mean, you know, you're enslaved, but that bondage of depression that's causing your spirit and everything about your continence in your body to be off balance. You have to call those things into existence in your life.
Yes.
And see, that's the problem with people. People don't understand that, listen, a lot of these stuff happen in our life because we have to increase our faith, and we have to call those spirits. We have to own those spirits. We have to speak to those spirits, and we have to ask God not to break those spirits, because, see, anything that is broken can be put back together. But we have to ask God to destroy the yoke. Destroy it, because I no longer want to see it. I no longer want to participate with it. Destroy that yoke so I can be set free and that I can live life more abundantly.
Exactly, and I appreciate
that. So I'm decreeing and declaring healing and restoration over your body.
Yes, amen. Yes,
amen.
Yes. And exactly what I'm doing. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you, caller. Do we have another caller? Please hit the number 1, and that'll indicate that you want to come on air with Dr. Brown. I think we may have another caller, Doc. Hello, welcome
okay, that's
to Bear
fine.
At All. Hello.
Hello, don't be shy. Maybe they don't know how to take the phone off or mute. Is the phone on mute?
I don't know. Caller, if your phone is on mute and you want to speak with us, please unmute the phone. Okay. Anybody else want to speak to Dr. Brown? Please hit the number 1. That'll indicate to us that you want to get on the call with us, and we will definitely pick you up. Hello, caller. Welcome to Bear It All. Do you have a question or comment for Dr. Brown? Hello? Okay. All right, Doc.
Okay, is that it?
Try one more person. Hello, welcome to Bear It All. Okay, I am not hearing anyone.
Okay.
So what I'm going to go ahead and do is ask you to just close us out in prayer.
Okay, yes. Father God, right now in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God, that the people who came on the call tonight, God, that they did not count it as robbery, Father God. We ask, Father God, that you load your people, Father God, with daily benefits, Father God, that you heal everybody on this phone, Father God, who is suffering with some type of affliction, Father God. You know them by name, Father God. You even know their zip code and where they're located, Father God. We ask right now in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, that you disperse your angels, Father God, to visit, Father God, each and every one of these households, Father God. As your angels have stood before you, Father God, they know, Father God, the word, Father God, the healing, Father God, how they need to war on your people's behalf, Father God. God. We thank you, Father God, right now in the mighty name of Jesus, God, that your people are healed by your stripes, Father God, and that your people lack nothing, Father God. Teach your people, Father God, how to increase their faith, Father God, how to war, Father God, on behalf, Father God, of their health and their mental wellness, Father God, how to call their children, Father God, how to call their households back into order, Father God. We destroy the yoke, Father God, of the spirit of confusion, the spirit of doubt, the spirit of shame, the spirit of guilt, the spirit of hesitation, Father God, over your people's lives, Father God. We decree, declare, and legislate right now on this telephone tonight, Father God, that your people are walking in their purpose, Father God. We're calling for, Father God, abundance, Father God, and overflow and joy and peace, Father God, prosperity, Father God, health and wellness in this new year, Father God. We're calling forth, Father God, ideas, Father God, and employment, Father God, to hit every household, Father God, that is on this line, that is listening on this line tonight, Father God. We're calling forth, Father God, blessings. Blessings, Father God. Your people need to see a miraculous sign, miracle, and wonder, Father God. We're standing, Father God, corporately on this call tonight, and we're touching and we're agreeing, Father God, that you are about to implement, Father God, and produce a miraculous sign, miracle, and wonder in these people's lives tonight, Father God. I believe it, Father God, because I hear from you, and I know, Father God, that there is nothing too impossible for you, Father God. We've laid out our petition before you, Father God, just like Esther had laid out her petition, Father God. So we're waiting, God, for you to move, Father God. We are standing on faith, Father God. We will not rush the process, Father God, because we know, God, that when you show up, Father God, you're going to show up and you're going to show out, and it's going to be timely, Father God, according to Ecclesiastes 3, Father God. We know, Father God, that you are Alpha and Omega. You know all of the in-between. So we thank you in advance, Father God, that you are making all crooked places straight. And we thank you, God, that 2016 is going to be one of the best years, Father God, of our lives. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you. And I thank each and every one of you for joining me on this call tonight. And for those of you who want to speak to me privately, you can send an email to Dr. Leslie Brown. That's Dr. Leslie, L-E-S-L-I-E, Brown, B-R-O-W-N, at gmail.com. And once again, Doc, congrats on your book. And I thank you, I humbly thank you for allowing me to grace your platform the fourth Wednesday of every month.
Hey, Doc, I think we may have one more caller, and I'm going to try to get them, if that's okay with you.
That's fine.
Hello, caller. Welcome to Bear It All. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
They may be in a bad location or something. So they can email just well, call whoever this is trying to get me, but you cannot, for whatever the reason is, you cannot reach me. You can reach me by emailing me at dr, that's dr, Leslie, L-E-S-L-I-E, Brown, B-R-O-W-N, at gmail.com.
Awesome. Doc, as always, you bring the word, you bring the heat, you bring the fire. And thank you. And callers, definitely, I want to thank you all for tuning in. And as Doc said, every fourth Wednesday, she's going to be here. This is her platform. She's going to do what God has ordained her to do. Thank you so much. And as always, I want you guys to remember, your choices determine your destiny. Thank you for listening, and God bless.